Holly, hello.
Hello, it is the 3rd of June. I'm here. I'm Gary Otto with Dr. Uwe Ball. Good afternoon, my friend.
Yeah, it's very early for you, right?
Yep. For me, it's like 6:50 in the morning, but luckily I wake up pretty early, so this is nothing.
That is good. I have always grass allergy this time of the year. And so my nose is running, even if I put spray in, but... It's I don't know what it is allergic against, but it's definitely 3 weeks per year I have the same shit going.
Oh yeah, I've got that too. That's allergies from all the flowers blossoming and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
so let's see what's happened since we last spoke. I know Ray Liotta passed. We talked about that online.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about it on the show, so I thought we'd just quickly go over that. Ray Liotta was in two of your films, correct?
Yeah, he wasn't in The Name of the King, where he played the evil guy, and then he played in Suddenly with the hero, basically. Suddenly was a remake of an old film where Frank Sinatra played in. And it's basically the president comes through a town and a guy wants to shoot him and kill him in a little stop over with a train in a little town. And the sheriff, in that way, in my film, Ray Liotta, tried to stop the killer. And the killer has a whole crew. He takes him as a hostage, another woman as a hostage. They kill various people before. And I had Dominic Purcell playing the bad guy. So I think it was a good thriller, good film. And in that film, it was also way easier to work with Ray Liotta because if you have only a few million bucks to make a film like this, there is not so much perks, personal assistance, and all that stuff what we had on In the Name of the King, where he had his own hairdresser and stuff like this. He was very particular about the hair. And I think to play in a fantasy film like In the Name of the King was not his cup of tea. So my first film with him was then not so easy. And then later on, suddenly he was the opposite. He was easygoing and friendly. So... I mean,
so In the Name of the King, he was not a happy man.
Yeah, he made good money, but I don't think he was
he didn't like the story.
Really a happy man because of the, you know, so, naja. But
they looked at it like a kid's film, I bet you. Yeah. Something like that. That's okay.
You know, when he died, now I felt like I met him one time on a sidewalk in L.A. He walked by with a woman. Said hello and was very friendly to me years after. And I heard from my friends here, Ralph Möller and so on, they always go training at the Gold's Gym, Venice, and he was training there too. So they knew him and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so they know him from the Gold's Gym. And
man, he sounds like he was in good shape. Just like, I guess like with Luke Perry, you can never assume that somebody is in good shape, even though everything, because it sounds like he took care of himself.
Yeah, I know, but you have also this kind of like, it looks like it was a heart failure when he was sleeping, right? So yeah. If you ever do enough checkups, you know, like do one time a year your whole blood work, do one time a year like an ultrasound of your heart, you know, that you see if you need a stand somewhere, if you have like arteriosclerosis, right? So that you have because of whatever high cholesterol. The, if you don't do this, you have a risk that basically you don't wake up, right? So you get a heart attack basically in your sleep, or the heart fails in your sleep and nobody gets it, and then you're just dead. And I think it's very important to do regular checkups, doctor checkups. And I do it every few years that I go to a cardiological guy And he's just looking into like a ultrasound so that he sees if all the arterias are free and clear. And that I think reduces the risk of having a situation like this. I mean, on his hand, he was 67. That is way too young. He looked fit. He had good TV shows going also with the one with Jennifer Lopez, where he played that cop. That was good. So he had a with because of the streaming craziness, basically, he had a good second career coming outside of movies in TV. And I wish he would. He could play in my Elliot Ness film, one of the big supporting parts, definitely. I actually wanted to contact him about the Elliot Ness film I want to do, but now he's dead. On the other hand, he didn't suffer, right? So I mean, it's that basically that death, I wish all of us, but 10 years later, you know. So 67 is just like, you know, if that happens to you when you're 77, everybody says, "Oh, that is the best thing what can happen to you." You just start sleeping, you just wake up. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to suffer through like crazy cancers, through, you know, like, I mean, you don't want to have a disease what kills you over 10 years slowly. So I mean, it's way better, like. And he did it during a, he was in a hotel shooting a show somewhere in the, where was it? It was
It
in
was some other country, I know
the
that.
Dominican Republic or whatever. So, I mean, and it looks like his girlfriend or his new wife or whatever was actually sleeping in the same bed.
His fiance.
Yeah, so that means there was no waking up heart attack struggle. It was just he peacefully passed away. Otherwise, he would have woken up, right? And would like call the medical emergency line. So, yeah, what a
But
shame. What a
yeah,
shame.
rest in peace, huh?
Yeah. And Luke Perry was, he was in my Bauhaus restaurant one time, and he really liked me and I really liked him. Luke Perry was so good to work with in the Final Storm film I did. And a great guy. And boom, dead, you know. And then another one from Bailout, John Hurt, died. You know, so I mean, it's just like, yeah, people, like, I don't say like death people. Whoever plays in football films dies. Burt Reynolds is dead too, but it's not like normal, let's say it this way. And I'm sure other people have the same shit show happening.
And in other news, let's see, Amber Heard verdict. Amber
Oh yeah.
Heard has to give Johnny Depp like 12, $13 million.
Yeah, but you think she will give it to him?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's funny how she makes it seem like she's been wronged here when she literally took a dump on his bed. Like Amber
Yeah, but it's
Heard.
interesting because the jury totally believed him. And
Yeah, I do too.
but I think he did also a great campaign outside of the courthouse. They really paid money this time, spent money on PR.
Well, yeah,
And
they had a Pirates of the Caribbean car outside.
yeah, all kinds of stuff, right? You
Do you
know.
think that they paid, Depp paid for that, or the fans did it?
Sure. No, I think he did it. I think they had a whole, when he filed the lawsuit, he was really looking into all tricks, like, you know, with Kate Moss testifying for him. So they pulled out strong witnesses. And I think his attorneys told him, if we do that lawsuit, your reputation will suffer. Amber Heard's reputation will suffer. But if you win, your reputation still suffers. But at least we have to win. You know, I mean, that was the thing. So now he won. She won $2 million against his attorney, right? So I think what they will do is Of course, that attorney will also not pay her. So they will maybe say, okay, now you owe us 13 million instead of 15,
Yeah.
and cross it out. And then, because she's personally liable, I had problems in LA when I won against distributors who screwed me over. I won various lawsuits there, but I never could collect because there's only a fucking empty shell company then.
Yeah.
Without assets, so you cannot send the sheriff over to collect. And it's horrible. And but Amber Heard is personally liable. And so you could go to her next film and seize the fee.
Yeah,
You know, you
that's a
can
good
go to
point.
SAG, you can go to where she gets residuals, where she gets participations, where she gets hired for a film, and you seize her money there, right? You go there with a court order and say, look, she plays now whatever Aquaman
Well,
three, what?
she's trying to say that she's broke.
Yeah, but they always say this. It's of
Yeah.
course, yeah. What is look? What is if she would won 100 million against Johnny Depp? I mean, he would also say he's completely broke.
Yeah,
You know,
then it
he
seems
may be
like it's more
disappointed.
of like a victory figuratively, you know. But
So
let's see what else is in the news. As the war
Kevin Spacey
approaches the
was in court
100,
too, right? Kevin
who
Spacey
else?
was in court in England.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, but he had another lawsuit in England for sexual harassment or whatever, and then he actually went there and said, "I want to defend myself."
Good.
So far, he didn't have a judgment against him. He had a lot of lawsuits or whatever, but Kevin Spacey so
That's
far.
fucking bullshit, if you ask me. Kevin Spacey, first of all, he's gay, and he came on to some dude. He didn't know the guy's age, and now the guy's like, I was young at the time. So, of course, suddenly he's like a predator. Give me a break. Who cares? The guy got horny, and nothing even happened. So, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? The shit happens every day. Like,
No, I think I know about Kevin Spacey, and I know people that work with him, and he was a pain in the ass. He was like harassing people, but he was not necessarily raping people like Bryan Singer
yeah.
or Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
So, but he tried to be alone with people, and then he whatever, like grabbed them and tried to grab them, and then they said fuck off or whatever, and nothing happened. So it was a pain in the ass to work with him from what I heard. But at the same time, he is an amazing actor.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was a big fan of tons of his films, right? But also House of Cards. And I think he doesn't deserve never to work again.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just too much. I mean, what the fuck?
The
You know?
fact that they spent millions and millions of dollars just to erase him from that movie, that's a little bit much. You know what I mean? I don't know. He is a good actor, and I think that he should get a chance. He did make a comeback recently, but the movie is like some propaganda film.
Yeah, true, right?
Did you
So,
see that? Did you see that his latest film is like pretty much him playing some like ruler, deposed ruler?
no, that was the film you shot in Italy.
No. Let me look it up. I saw a trailer for it the other day. Look, maybe that is it, huh? Let me
Yeah,
see.
because in US nobody would hire him.
Yes, it definitely is a foreign film. I know it's foreign. But even though the film is in another language, he speaks in English, and he looks nothing like the character that he's supposed to be playing. Let's see. Kevin Spacey news. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Negative press. Da, 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 da. It sucks that when you look up his name, you don't see anything about movies anymore. You just see sexual assault, like.
You know what I watched? Did you watch the last Jackass movie?
Did I see it? No, I did not.
No, it's on Netflix now. And it's just like I'm surprised that not more people die there or have like serious injuries.
Oh, I heard that Johnny Knoxville like had to have testicular surgery because he got his nuts fucked up in one of them.
Yeah, they have, for example, so they all had to lay down in a row, and they have two super fat guys, like 400-pound guys, running and jumping and landing on them. And the one guy, you know, have that little dwarf guy in Jackass, like the little one,
Okay.
the stunt guy too. But and the fat guy, he landed in his balls. And you see it in slow motion with the knee in his balls. I mean,
Oh.
would be it. But then the worst thing was with Stevie O. So they had like a big not hawks. What is bigger? The bigger bird as a hawk is German. Oh yeah, I might have, my God, my English now. Adler in English. So, yeah, the eagle. So they had an eagle, right?
Okay.
And they put in the ass and around the balls from Stevie O. He was naked, laying on his belly with the legs spread. They put a fish in his ass.
Oh.
And the eagle hacked it out of his ass and hacked the pieces. I mean, an eagle can rip you into pieces, basically, right? He ripped the stuff off his balls. He was bleeding everywhere. You can get
Oh.
also an infection from this shit.
Ugh.
You know? It's like crazy. It's like insane.
Yeah,
And,
they must be making some really good money, don't you
Yeah,
think?
I know. It's like I really don't know. Or they had like that porta potty toilets, and then every single time somebody went there, they blowed it up. Like they actually blowed that whole thing up, and you were in the explosion falling out. Or they had another guy, the father from one of the actors, was in a courtyard trying to get somewhere in, and they put a bear on him, like a bear. Like a big black bear, they opened the door, put the bear in, and he was like with the face to the house, like super scared. And they did nothing. And the bear started nipping on him. I mean, that is life dangerous, this shit.
Yeah, well,
Every
plus it's like animal abuse, pretty
Yeah,
much.
totally. And life, like the bear trainers, they're always like flipping completely out, you know, like they are very, very much about safety. And I mean, I don't know how they could do this, how they could have insurance for this. I mean, nobody would insure this shit. Like, I cannot imagine that there isn't insurance. Like, if something happens to you at the shoot of Jackass, we give you like 10 million bucks because you're paralyzed or something. Nobody would do this. The chance that something like this happens is 50-50 in a lot of the things.
Yeah, I think that they probably, when they sign up on their contracts, it probably says that they have to go into mediation. They can't sue, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, mediation. What is mediation? I mean, great.
Mediation is like
No, I know
basically it's the little protection that you have, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So.
I know, but I mean, that has to be like the contract where they write, I'm aware that I'm as a player in Jackass, I'm in life danger.
Yeah.
And I can get seriously hurt. I'm completely aware of it.
I'm
And
liable.
I'm liable for it myself. So, and then whatever. And then you, of course, then you have, they have to pay them. I cannot imagine that pay them millions of dollars each, but they have to pay them hundreds thousands of dollars to do this. Because I mean, I would not do that for 10 grand or something.
Yeah, it'd have to be like $500,000 or
Yeah, for each of that crazy fuckers, right? So I mean, but they have to pay like eight people at least 400 or 500 thousand bucks to even do this, you know? So but that was was kind of funny,
But
you know.
anyway, let's move on. Let's see. It's the 100th day of the war in the Ukraine.
Yeah, and as we see, it slowly comes to our daily routine, you
Did you
know.
see that one of the Russian generals tried to say that Putin should stop and that he was escorted out of a high-level meeting?
You're real? But where was this? On CNN or where was it?
Here, let me look it up. Putin war ba-da-ba-da-ba. Click on the news. Russian officials deny they urge Vladimir Putin to stop the war. That's what I heard, was that one of the Russian officials during one of the meetings said that, like, da, 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 here it is. Russian official demands Putin end war, gets escorted out of meeting. A Russian official who demanded that President Vladimir Putin end the war against Ukraine was branded a traitor, escorted out of a high-level meeting, and denied the right to vote, according to local media. During a meeting of the Legislative Assembly of Russia's Primorsky Krai in the far east of the country, a member of Russia's Communist Party faction, Leonid Vasilyukhovich, appealed to Putin to stop the months-long war in Ukraine to withdraw his troops from the country. He said, We understand that if our country does not stop the military operation, there will be even more orphans in our country. During the military operation, young people who could bring great benefit to our country die and become disabled. We demand the immediate withdrawal of the troops of the Russian Federation, called a traitor. The incident has been described as a provocation by Russian state-run media.
Yeah, maybe we never see this guy again.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to have some real balls to say that and get dragged away.
Yeah, that is really crazy, right? So but good that people rebel against it now, you know. But on the other hand, he is now slowly winning the war, as I always predicted. He's like defending the South and they're moving forward. And that was so clear, and only idiots were the whole time not seeing it, that on the long run, Russia cannot lose the war because they have like way more soldiers and they can bring way more weaponry and whatever, you know. And the Ukrainians are like, there are already like, I think, 9 million Ukrainians left the country. And
It says here that Putin thought he bet that Zelensky would flee the country, even though he hasn't, and it's been drawing out so long that he's starting to get angry.
you mean Zelensky or
Well,
Putin?
Putin is angry that Zelensky is still there because Zelensky is still there, he feels that they've been stagnant.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Zelensky will not leave. I mean, that is official now, right? So
Yeah,
I'm
I don't
just,
think so either. But
yeah.
Putin wanted him to leave. Putin was hoping he would leave.
Yeah, but that doesn't, will not happen. And that they can completely forget. So, but look, when you see like on the Hive, it's like the Vanity Fair like news thing, right? So we can go through all that points. It's like chaos in John Roberts Court. You know, like the prime Supreme Court in US is a mess.
Oh, okay.
They even don't want to do anything about the gun laws, of course, because, and then yesterday was another shooting. It's that is insanity right in front of us.
Yep, there's another shooting, you're right.
Yeah, I twittered, oh, news from US. Oh, very big news. So nothing. You know, like, I mean, it's so business as usual. It's like completely absurd. And it's also like, I think the biggest insult is always after another massacre, how the politics then travel to the funerals and say they're so sorry. I think that is nothing else as an insult. And that they don't even ban the sale of assault rifles is completely insane. You know, I mean, how can you just allow assault rifles? I mean, ridiculous. You don't need that rifles for hunting, you don't need the rifles for sports shooting, and you don't also need that rifles for self-defense. You know, so I mean, it's just like it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
And
Biden is saying that enough is enough and that all the guns are turning schools, supermarkets, and everyday places into killing fields.
yeah, it's and look, and there's an open hearing, an open day in court where nothing will happen against Trump. The January 6th committee will do a live on TV hearing about what they found out about Trump and the
Will
Capitol.
they?
Yeah, it's scheduled in 1 week. There is a yeah, but look, we all know that nothing will happen, right? So I mean, the committee cannot put Trump in jail, only a court can. And all that things, the New York State Attorney, for 4 years, we are reading everywhere that the Trump family and Kushner, whatever, and Ivanka and Don Jr. getting charged and for tax fraud, for whatever. And not one fucking case went anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, anywhere. You remember when they collected all that money and then they just kept it?
Yeah.
You know, they collected hundreds of millions to file lawsuits against the election results. And it turned out that they just basically took 70% of the collected money and kept it for their private wealth. And even we're talking about hundreds of millions, and even this has no consequence. Nothing. Normally, there would be an American greed with this in a Dateline as the biggest fraudsters of the last 50 years. But that whole Trump family is completely off off anything, right? So they are just like, untouchable almost. And I don't get that. I mean, he did so crystal clear in front of everybody, like crimes and unacceptable things. Remember the pussy grabbing scandal? Any
Yeah.
other, just talked about Kevin Spacey. Like, there are people's business and life ruined. Like the ex Warner Brothers chef, whatever, like, you know, whatever, one secretary said he was did racist slurs, and whatever, bosses of mega companies are destroyed forever. And Donald Trump was harassing, pussy grabbing, was stealing, was like lying, and was like telling everybody, just hang Mike Pence. And don't accept the results. We go to the Capitol, you know, and we do what is right. And then the Capitol gets stormed, and he sits in the White House and doesn't stop them for 4.5 hours. And six or seven people were dead.
Yeah.
And there is no fucking trial. I mean, that is like insane. That is really insane. It would be like Russia has a revolution. And Navalny comes out of jail and is then the new president of Russia. And Putin gets completely no trial, no accusations, running around like a billionaire, and nobody's doing anything against it. That would be similar. You know, it's absurd, and I don't know what's going on. You know, I really don't know what is behind all of this, that they think, oh, we better don't do anything against Trump, then he gets more votes if he gets more attacked from us, so we better don't attack him. And then they're getting rigged elections the next time and getting completely destroyed by the Republicans, and Trump will be then another time president, and he will omit democracy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Trump is going to run personally because I think that there's a very good chance he could lose and he hates to be a loser. Like those
Yeah,
people that
but the
Trump
first
tried
time,
to.
yeah, but the first elections, he was an outsider totally, and he went for it.
But times have changed a little bit. I don't know. It seems like the Republican Party is partially moving on. People are defying him a little bit more because he's not on top like he used to be. Well, we'll have to see, but I think that the chance of him losing is a very real thing. Look at Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp's win must have really hurt Trump. It
Yeah.
just shows that Trump can lie and say all this shit, but not everyone's going to buy it. You know, it's starting to become old hat. It's starting to become predictable that he's going to lie and say stupid shit. And it's very easy for you, if you wanted to just ignore it. And Trump's word is meaning less and less, if you ask me,
I
his
know, but
influence.
if Biden runs again, he doesn't have a very, let's say, big opponent.
I know it's bizarre. I don't know what's going to happen. I wonder if Biden will run again or not. That's a really good question.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he said he wants to. The Democrats say he wants to, but I mean, that is, I think they have to look at his health till the last second.
Yeah.
No, but they will look now. The midterms coming, and then you will have like a turmoil. Nothing gets decision. Total bullshit. But middle of next year, they have to say who wants to run.
Yeah.
They are 1 year away right now in nominating their next presidential candidate, and so we will see. But you know what is also unbelievable? So Biden goes now to Saudi Arabia to kiss the asses. You
Has
know.
he?
Like from yeah no he goes to a trip, and you know why? Because everybody's schmoozing now the Arabs because of Russia's oil and gas. They say we don't want it anymore. Now they need the Arab oil and gas, and they want it cheaper. So they're forgetting that they hacked Khashoggi into pieces, and just kissing the asses. To get a cheap to get it cheaper, you know, and
Yeah.
that's also like there is no shame in politics. It's
Yeah.
just like it's only money in the very end. And in the end, there's also the Ukraine war. It's only about the money because they the Russian gas and oil is very important for the West. So everybody gets more and more bitter and pissed about why that war is endless. At the same time, of course, they have to say Ukraine has our full support. We give you the weapons, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, everybody's super pissed that now
Yeah.
for years and years and years, they will fight about like unknown towns in unknown countries, but everybody will suffer. And people are very pissed about it. So in Germany, the whole public opinion is like at least 50-50. 50% of the people in Germany saying, fuck the Ukrainians. We have 10% inflation.
Huh.
You know, like this, you think like the people start thinking more about themselves
Yeah.
and not about fighting for freedom and blah, blah, blah. That was, by the way, also a big lie. Because the big lie was, what? By accident, I started hearing something. So
The big lie was.
the big lie is that Zelensky was able to sell to us that he defends our freedom, right? But it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. He doesn't defend our freedom. Our freedom, we would defend on our own. And that is also the reason that Russia is not attacking the NATO, because he knows that that would be his end. And he knows also that even in a land war, he would have not a chance against the NATO forces.
Yeah, he would just go right to nukes if that happened.
Yeah, absolutely, because every other war for him, it's senseless. And he will not get to the nukes because he doesn't want to destroy the whole Earth. That is also not his idea of his life, right? So, I mean, he just wants a win in Ukraine. He wants to get taken seriously. He wants that people scare him. And he wants like a power seat on the table. And because he got treated like shit and he got removed from the power seat of the table years ago, he was thrown out. There was always the G8, and then they turned it into the G7 and thrown Russia out. So all of this, what's happening now, is a result out of that the NATO took more and more countries in at his border, and the EU took more and more countries in at his border. And they treated him like shit, and they threw him out of the G8. And they gave him sanctions for annexing the Krim, and so on. And yes, I don't justify what Putin did. Sorry, he is so a dictator and unacceptable. But at the same time, is the Ukraine like they should be forced? Oh my God, and my nose. They should be forced. I know, I'm sorry. They should be forced to really do a deal. Zelensky says he has 3,000 little towns and whatever to free. He said that today, 100 days of war. Yeah, but he will not free them. There are also towns that are completely destroyed where the Ukrainians all run away, where only Russians living. We shouldn't forget there were 20% Russians in the Ukrainian population. And in the south where Putin is now, it was almost 40% to 50% Russians in some towns. So they have already Russian passports issued to everybody. And I think, so what you want, the Ukrainians have 20 million tons of wheat sitting in warehouses, and now the new wheat harvest will happening soon, and then they need the warehouses. So normally that wheat would be sold, and that would save, by the way, maybe 50 million lives in Africa. You
Yeah.
know, we have in that war in total, maybe 150, 200,000 people dead now, Russians and Ukrainians together in total, maybe only 100,000. So 50 million people will die if that wheat will rot and get thrown away. I mean, here are also responsibilities, and here are also like where you have to basically say, look, it's not all about territory. It's also about like logical thinking. And yes, it's shit for the Ukraine, but sorry, we're also giving the Ukraine in the very end that Europe and America together will channel at least 200 to 300 billion bucks into the Ukraine, to build, rebuild, to give them free weapons and food, whatever. But we need the wheat out. It has to get, and the Russians blocking the sea, right? So the Ukrainians have no access to the sea anymore. They cannot transport anything with big ships away to Africa or whatever. It's over. It doesn't work. So
Yeah.
but all of this is crying to let's make a fucking deal.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have to lift in some sanctions against Putin because Putin will of course not make any fucking deal if we don't lift some sanctions.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that that right now we're playing hardball and we're waiting for the other person to blink. And I don't know, there needs to be more progressive action.
Yeah, that is it, and it's like it's very frustrating to see this, discuss it, but the politics acting all like they have so much time, endless time to figure it out.
Yeah, I know. The fact that we're coming on 100 days, and I bet you that it's not going to end anytime soon.
No. That if the West is not taking this in their hands, like the EU with North America, and making so much pressure on both sides, there will be no deal. If you leave it to Zelensky and Putin, there will be no peace.
Yeah.
Impossible. You know, because they're both basically indirectly fighting for their existence. What is if Zelensky now gives half of the Ukraine away and say, fuck it, I'm tired of the shit. He will not win the next election. And if Putin says, yeah, whatever, we acting like it's you know, we acting like it's a victory, but nobody would believe him, you know, and whatever, you know, like but right now, if Putin can keep what he conquered, I think he can sell it as a victory. And I think Zelensky can sell it to the Ukrainians as the maximum we can get out of it is that no more war. We can sell our wheat. We still get our money for the gas pipeline going through our country. And we will get hundreds of billions in cash flow coming in to rebuild our infrastructure. So it would be a win-win.
Idealistically, that would be perfect, but it's not going to happen yet anyway.
No. Sure.
And I'm reading here that Putin fired five major generals that held leading positions in the military for their various regions have been fired for the and it says Russia's top commander from the Ukraine, General Alexander Dvornikov, has not been seen for weeks, leading US officials to speculate that he may have been removed from his post. So Putin is not happy with the results and he's trying to replace his top generals.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's got
Yeah.
more
So
than
let's call
100
it a day.
Oh, you want to go? Okay. All right,
Yeah,
guys.
because I have to do some, I have a conference call about a documentary series, what we are developing. Maybe we can get that done at one point about all that lonely killer, murderers, amok runs.
Okay.
There is a German best-selling writer, Florian Hartlib. He wrote about even now about the buffalo and stuff like this. And he and me pitching this right now to various channels to say, let's do a 6-part or 8-part documentary series about lonely killers. I think it's very interesting. Let's see if we're lucky. And yeah.
All right.
Okay. I
Well,
talk to you soon. Have a good weekend. Okay.
yes, everybody have a great day. If you want to see Uwe Boll on Twitter, his handle is UweBoll7. I'm Gary Otto Zero. You guys have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye bye.